destruction continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As Russia targets major Ukrainian cities.
Shortly after the White House announced it had authorized another $200 million in security assistance to Ukraine, assistance that goes overland into Ukraine from a variety of border crossings from NATO Article 5 countries, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov warned that Russia would target these convoys, these shipments of weapons. Hours later, at 6 a.m. local time, a barrage of Russian ballistic missiles struck the International Peacekeeping and Security Center in Yavoriv, about 12 miles from the Polish border, a facility that had been used by U.S. National Guard and Special Operations Forces right up until 48 hours before the Russian invasion on February 24th.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, and calls for the United States to provide more military assistance to Ukraine after Russia invaded the country are growing. This as President Biden's National Security Advisor attends a meeting in Rome.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan used his appearance on CNN to tee up a meeting with the Chinese tomorrow in Rome. The White House statement about this meeting says the two sides will discuss ongoing efforts to manage the competition between our two countries and discuss the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on regional and global security. Sullivan said this morning the White House believes China was in fact aware that Vladimir Putin was planning something before the invasion took place, but said the Chinese might not have known the full extent of it because it is possible that Putin lied in the same way he lied to Europeans and others.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Meanwhile, Pfizer recently said they are submitting research to the FDA for authorization of a fourth booster shot.
The protection what you are getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla on CBS's Face the Nation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Video from the Museum of Modern Art shows the moment a man leaped over a reception desk and stabbed two employees. The video released by New York City police shows a man identified as 60-year-old Gary Cabana entering the museum lobby through a revolving door, then climbing onto the desk and leaping over it before cornering the two employees and stabbing them. Police say Cabana was denied entrance Saturday for previous incidents of disorderly conduct. Authorities say the two museum employees are both in stable condition. Meanwhile, talk about a bad first date. Fox's Karen McHugh has this story.
Online dating? Maybe not. In Nevada, 21-year-old Nika Nicobine met a guy on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Henderson police say the two agreed to hook up at the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino on March 5th. They rented a room where things warmed up in a hurry. Nicobine blindfolded the man, then shut off the lights. Moments later, the man said he felt a pain on the side of his neck. He'd been stabbed. The as-yet unidentified victim pushed the young woman off him, then ran out into the hallway to call 911. The woman ran out too, telling a hotel worker that she just stabbed someone. Her motive? Revenge, she told cops, for the U.S. drone killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani back in 2020. Nicobine's been charged with attempted murder.
And a British grocery store worker saves a customer's life with a little help from the bee's gees.
British supermarket chain Asda releasing a press statement last week announcing that one of their employees saved a customer's life by humming Stayin' Alive for 23 minutes straight while performing CPR. 54-year-old customer Nigel Gronis suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed at a checkout counter at the Asda store in Rossington, South Yorkshire. Employee Gail Tomlinson used Stayin' Alive due to its 103 beats per minute. The UK Resuscitation Council recommends chest compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 beats per minute. Cronus was taken to a hospital and later released. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.